This is Zero Degrees, the coolest news on the net.
Welcome to Zero Degrees News. I'm Alessandra Torres.
And I'm Katisha Foreman. A car bomb kills students in Russia.
And FEMA finally hands out something useful, but it's not aid.
It's a great show this week, so sit back with your Halloween candy, relax, and enjoy.
Leading off the day, Hillary Clinton is targeted again by fellow Democrats. Tuesday night's debate in Philadelphia had Democrats debating Clinton and Clinton debating current President George Bush. The night started with moderator Brian Williams addressing Illinois Senator Barack Obama and his accusations that Ms. Clinton votes like a Republican.
First of all, I think some of this stuff gets overhyped. In fact, I think this has been the most hyped fight since Rocky fought Apollo Creed. Although the amazing thing is I'm Rocky in this situation.
Obama went on to add that Clinton has changed her positions on trade, torture, and the war in Iraq. Even as Clinton defended herself, rival Democrats didn't let up. Edwards and Chris Dodd both attacked her stance on the war, questioning how she would react if the president invaded Iran. The night's lighter moments came at the hands of Ohio Congressman Dennis Kucinich, who claimed to have been witness to a UFO.
Officials blame a boy playing with matches as a major cause for the wildfires in Southern California. Officials want the district attorney to press charges against the boy, whose name and age they have not released. The fire the boy started occurred in an area near Agua Dulce and was one of the 15 major wildfires in Southern California area. The wildfires destroyed 2,100 homes and scorched 809 square miles of land from Los Angeles to the U.S.-Mexican border.
The future director of public affairs for the Office of National Intelligence was fired for overseeing a fake news conference. Until Tuesday, John Philbin was the external affairs director for the Federal Emergency Management Agency, also known as FEMA. When the agency called a news conference on the California wildfires last week, no journalists were there. But the show went on. FEMA staffers masquerading as reporters asked about a half a dozen questions. Philbin said he thought the media advisory went out with enough time for journalists to show up. FEMA is reviewing its press procedures.
More than 40 people are dead in Haiti and the Dominican Republic because of Tropical Storm Noel. Massive floods and mudslides are blamed for the deaths and widespread property damage. Noel will continue to move across the Atlantic coast. The National Hurricane Center issued warnings Wednesday morning for Cuba, central and northwestern Bahamas, and southeastern Florida. Forecasters suspect Noel to touch down in these places in the next few days. Be safe and keep your eye on the storm.
Watch out, Moneypenny. Bond is turning bad. Sheriff officials are investigating 54-year-old Pierce Brosnan for an alleged battery in Malibu. This former 007 is accused of getting heated after a spicy Mexican meal. Robert Rosen claims that Brosnan attacked him outside the restaurant and declined to give more details because the investigation is ongoing. Brosnan was not arrested or detained.
Eight people are dead and dozens more injured in Russia after a bomb exploded on a bus Wednesday morning. The explosion happened in the Russian city of Tugliatti. Among the dead and injured is a group of college students that got off the bus moments before the blast. According to the Washington Post, local officials are not ruling this out as a terror attack. Officials are not sure if the bus was the intended target or if the bomb was in transport and went off by mistake. Russian President Vladimir Putin ordered his envoy to provide assistance to the family of the victims.
The state children's health care insurance program, commonly known as SCHIP, has faced great controversy with members in Congress. Kim Ryan has more on the story.
Children without health care coverage may have to wait a little longer for help. President George Bush vetoed the recent children's health care bill, so Democrats in the House of Representatives have been gathering votes to override him. The bill includes a tobacco tax increase to fund the insurance, and Bush indicated that he would not sign any bill that increases taxes. Dr. Anastasia Snelling from American University says that Bush might also be concerned with the idea of creating socialized medicine funded by the government.
We have 47 million Americans without health care. What's wrong with covering them? But there's also a concern of having multiple systems in our country, which I certainly understand. So his veto of this bill was based on we're moving towards that. So go back and find another solution to it.
American government has typically shied away from providing health care to all citizens, and this bill comes close to that. Still, Republican leaders say they might support the bill, regardless of Bush's veto. Reporting for Zero Degrees News, I'm Kim Ryan.
Thank you, Kim, for that report.
Coming up after the break, find out which celebrities are making the most money from beyond the grave. And a New York councilman is pushing pills. You're listening to Zero Degrees.
You know that the ice cream scoop can make a child smile, and that by slowing us down, the traffic light can keep us going. You know that the lawnmower makes life easier, that the blood bank makes life possible. But did you know all these ideas came from the minds of African Americans? Support the United Negro College Fund, because a mind is a terrible thing to waste. Visit uncf.org or call 1-800-332-UNCF. Brought to you by UNCF and the Ad Council.
Hello, son. I'm Dean Rubin from college. Here to invite you to join us this fall.
Me?
You've always wanted to go to college, correct?
Yeah.
Well, here's that invitation you've been waiting for.
Joey! Out of bed!
Wake up. You can't dream your way into college. There are actual steps you need to take. For all the steps, visit knowhowtogo.org. Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to 0 Degrees. Coming up, how safe are airlines? Maryland debates slot machines, and the Big Apple pushes the pill. But first, an acquittal in Spain. Judge Javier Gomez Bermudez found 21 people guilty of participating in the 2004 Madrid train bombings. 7 people were found not guilty. The bombing that occurred on March 11th killed 191 people and wounded 1,800 others. Most of the suspects are young Muslim men from Northern Africa. They say that they acted out of allegiance to Al-Qaeda to avenge the presence of Spanish troops in Iraq and Afghanistan. Their sentences ranged in severity. The most extreme was for 3 leading defendants that stretched tens of thousands of years. This is largely symbolic because the maximum jail time for terrorism in Spain is 40 years. Spain has no death penalty or life imprisonment. The hope is that with these convictions, political tensions will diminish, but the memory of this event will be everlasting.
The head of NASA will testify this week concerning air traffic safety. A recent survey showed problems including near collisions occurred more frequently than previously noted. Information from the $8.5 million survey was withheld from the media. NASA said they withheld information because they did not want to upset air travelers or hurt airline profits.
Pick up your quarters because Maryland officials are pushing to legalize slot machines. The state legislature is expected to authorize a public vote by the end of 2007, according to the Washington Post. The Post reports that legislation has implications for Maryland beyond gambling laws. Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley would have to scrap a number of provisions, including $300 million a year in dedicated school construction if the bill does not pass.
Now with a look at sports, here is commentator Justin Peck.
Thanks, guys. Week 9 of the National Football League features 3 great matchups. First matchup is in Philadelphia, where the 6-1 Dallas Cowboys will take on the 3-4 Eagles. This is a great National Football Conference East matchup. Though the records look like it would be a runaway game for the Cowboys, never count out the Eagles in Philly. Look for this game to be closer than it would appear, with the Cowboys coming away with the win. The second matchup will be the Monday Night Football game between the 4-3 Baltimore Ravens and the 5-2 Pittsburgh Steelers. This is the only other divisional matchup this week. Look for this matchup to be hard-hitting and low-scoring, as both teams have aggressive defenses. But look for the Steelers to win big in the Monday Night Lights. The most exciting matchup this week, by far, will pit the last 2 undefeated teams in the NFL. The New England Patriots travel to Indianapolis to play the Colts. These are the 2 premier teams in the NFL, with both teams having extremely powerful offenses. The Patriots are led by quarterback Tom Brady, and the Colts led by quarterback Peyton Manning. Look for a lot of points in this game, with the Patriots prevailing. That's a brief look at sports. Back to you guys.
Dead celebrities are reaching out from beyond the grave. Forbes magazine is out with its annual list of celebs that are still getting their Halloween treats from 6 feet under. Elvis Presley is number 1 on the list, with his estate earning about $49 million. John Lennon comes in close behind with $44 million, and Peanuts creator Charles Schulz takes the bronze. James Brown is a newcomer to the list and is in 5th place. Bob Marley is just behind him, and rounding off the top 8 is the controversial Tupac Shakur. But who really knows if he's dead or alive?
And finally, we go to New York City, where abstinence-only education is not working. City Council member James Otto wants to slip birth control to the city's most explosive population, pigeons. The targeted birds are those making a mess in the Staten Island ferry terminal. Feeders containing a birth control hormone will be placed on rooftops. This has already been successful in Hollywood. State environmental officials are studying the suggestion.
0 Degrees is made possible this week by executive producer Rick Rockwell, producer Peter Stone, associate producer Justin Peck, tech operator Catherine Stump, announcer Michael Galelli, and our writer Dan Aspen. Thanks for listening, everyone. Be safe.
Don't drink and drive.
And stop stealing kids' candy. I'm Alessandra Torres.
And I'm Katisha Foreman. See you next week.